Friends, this chapter we are trying to discuss or cover the developmental banks. Development banks. Earlier chapter we have seen commercial banks. Prior to that we have seen the Reserve Bank of India. Now one by one we are going deep into the banking fundamentals to understand, right? So these development banks, what is this new kind of banks, development banks, which are not so familiar, or I can say it was not given the required publicity. So these are the banks. These are the specialized banks. Okay. And the special characteristic banks. So let us understand in discussing, while discussing the developmental banks, its feature, objective of establishing these banks, then importance of these banks as far as the economy of the country is concerned, development banks in India, worldwide also we have to see, Industrial Financial Corporation of India, Industrial Finance Corporation of India, the Industrial Reconstruction Bank of India, then Small Industrial and Developmental Bank of India. These are three new based out of India, the developmental banks. These are completely different from your usual normal commercial bank. Their operations are also different. Okay. So these are the specialized banks. These are special financial institutions which provides the long-term finance or capital incentive investment for the longer period of time. They are responsible for accelerating the economic development of the country. Their aim is to accelerate economic development of the country. And since the loan granted is for the longer period, their rate of interest, or they can lend at the low rate and the stable interest rate, not floating, stable at low rate, so that it promotes the long-term investment along with the social welfare and mobilizes short to medium-term deposits. Short to medium term deposits and lend for the similar period for the tenor to avoid the maturity mismatch. So, the development bank, their feature is unlike commercial banks, they do not accept the deposits from the public. Hence, they are not entirely depending on the savings mobilization. These development banks are the specialized institution that provide medium to long-term credit lending facilities. And the main objective, as we have seen, to serve the public interest and not profit-making. So their eye is not profit-making. They are of interest of public interest. Serving the public. So providing the financial assistance to both public and private sector institution is their basic aim. Objective is to promote the industrial growth, creation of employment opportunities, and promotion of the self-employment project so that more and more employment opportunity can be given to the youth. Reviving the sick units, if at all there is any sick unit. Then improving the capital market in the country. Improving capital market in the country and generate more export and promote the import substitution. Not to import, but in lieu of that importing goods, what is another substitute that can be indigenously generated? That also they can finance for that. To promote the science and technology, and that is the new area of extending the risk capital. Improve improving the management of large industries by providing the adequate training, encouraging modernization and improvement in technology. Now, what is the importance in development bank? Importance of development bank. Why these banks have given so importance? Importance is given because they lay the foundation of industrial growth and development in the country. They help to meet a long-term capital needs. Also, they undertake the promotional activities and helps the small and medium sector. That is why these development banks are very important from nation's economic development. One by one, we will see how these banks are helping to develop the economy. There were, until recently, 5 development banks. How many? 5 development banks. Of these five development banks, Industrial Credit and Investment Corporation of India, that is ICICI, was merged with the ICICI Bank in May 2002. Okay, that one bank has gone. Second, Industrial Development Bank of India, that is IDBI, that was also reincorporated as a IDBI Limited in October 2004, and it is merged with the IDBI Bank Limited. Now, out of 5, ICICI and IDBI are merged with ICICI Bank and IDBI Bank. So what is left out are 3. Which are those 3? Industrial Finance Corporation of India, that is IFCI. Then Industrial Reconstruction Bank of India, which was formerly Industrial Investment Bank of India. And the third one is a Small Industrial Development Bank of India, that is SIDBI. Now, one by one, we will take a look at these development banks and their activities. Industrial Finance Corporation of India, IFCI. This is a non-banking finance company, NBFC, that is in public sector. This was established in 1948 by an Act of Parliament. Soon after the independence was first development bank in the country. It was established with the aim to provide the institutional credit, not individual credit, institutional credit to medium and large scale industries. IFCI also registered with the Reserve Bank of India and as a systematic important NBFC for taking non-banking finance company, that is NBFC NDFI. Right? This is one category of NBFC. And this is also notified as a public financial institution as per the Companies Act 2013. It is a development finance institution under the ownership of Ministry of Finance, Government of India. IFCI provides various facilities and services to the institutions, which I can classify as, one is project finance, long-term project, or current project which are short-term but requires the expansion, then diversification, modernization of industrial units. For that, the funds are required. And this IFCI is providing a long-term fund, make the long-term funding arrangement, which is called as a project finance, to these institutions. Now, financial services. What kind of financial services they are giving? One is the expansion. Second one is finance to the equipments, equipment leasing, equipment crediting, credit, installment credit, advance against usance bills, merchant banking and investment banking. These financial services are provided by IFCI. In addition to that, corporate advisory and promotional services are also provided by IFCI for upgradation of their management skill, tourism development, then sometimes risk capital assistance, then research and development in the banking, industries, economy, science, technology. Wherever there is a research is happening, there they are financing IFCI. And financial assistance is provided in rupee as well as in foreign currency loan to medium-large and the large-sized industrial projects. These loans are provided out of the capital resource. Their resource is their capital, paid-up capital, reserve, borrowing from the market by issue of the bonds. This kind of financial assistance to provide, they are taking the help of these resources. Now, Industrial Construction Bank of India, another institution. This was earlier known as Industrial Investment Bank of India, IIBI, Industrial Investment Bank of India. Earlier it was known as. Now it is called as Industrial Reconstruction Bank of India. This Industrial Reconstruction Bank of India was established initially in 1971 as Industrial Investment Bank of India. And the purpose of its establishment is to rehabilitation of the sick industrial units. Rehabilitation of sick industrial unit or sick industrial companies and assist to these industries or these companies to survive. The reconstituted Industrial Reconstruction Bank of India came into existence in 1985 by IRBI Act. And it is the principal All India Credit and Reconstruction Agency for reviving the sick industrial unit, All India basis, for the capital expenditure towards modernization, diversification, technology upgradation, expansion, bridging the urgent liquidity gaps. The institution also offers IRBI, that is Industrial Reconstruction Bank of India, variety of financial products they are giving. They are giving project finance, short duration, non-project asset-backed financing, working capital financing, and the short-term financing. In addition to it, it coordinates for the similar work of their institution which are engaged with the similar intent. Those banks who are engaged themselves into such a kind of activity, they coordinate with those banks and provides the term loan, that is medium and large units, and it also offers the line of credit LOC to the small units also to be utilized in extreme emergent situation. It also provides the consultancy and merchant banking services to the sick industrial units. Another development bank is a Small Industries Development Bank of India, popularly called as a SIDBI. And this was set up in 1990 with as a wholly owned subsidiary of IDBI by an Act of Parliament, SIDBI Act 1989. Currently, this SIDBI is owned by 33 Government of India controlled institutions. 33, Government of India Controlled Institutions, promoting and financing the development of the industry in small-scale sectors. It also coordinates the functions of other institutions which are engaged in the similar activities. It has focused on SSI sector particularly, and has also included in its focus small tiny cottage sectors and providing the scheme tailored to help set up new units, expand, modernize and diversify existing units, and rehabilitate the units which are going through a difficult stage. This institution provides direct and indirect assistance to its customers. Now, direct assistance is provided by SIDBI to meet the need of small-scale sector, provides project financing, equipment financing, infrastructure financing, working and working capital, etc. And under indirect financing, providing through the intermediaries of the bank and the state-level institution through the refinancing and bill rediscounting. Assistance under the National Equity Fund, resource support to the National Small Industries Corporation, banks, state-level institutions, and other institutions are concerned with the small industries and share capital and resource support to the factoring organization. The SIDBI is, to the SIDBI, government has extended a line of credit to enable it to extend the loan at more affordable rates to the small-scale industries or small-scale sectors. In addition, the SIDBI also undertakes wide range of development and the promotional activities to improve and enhance the viability of the small-scale industries, create employment opportunities, and create new ventures where economic can be developed. So friends, with this, we have concluded our discussion on Development Bank. Thank you very much.